It should be the happiest day of any girl's life. The day she gets to wear a designer label wedding gown and Jimmy Choo heels. Instead, the soft layers of white lace and exquisite embroidery that embellished the delicate bodice and sleeves of the dress handmade by one of the world's most famous designers made me feel like a sacrificial lamb adorned with wealth so the gods would accept my family's offering. Not a day went by in the past 11 years that I didn't think of this day, wondered how it would be, how it would all play out. The day that marked the beginning of a future destined for me because of the name I carried. It was yet to be determined whether the Moretti name would be a blessing or a curse. The warning at the back of my skull said the latter. For years, I prayed this day would never come, that I'd be spared the burden which laid upon my shoulders, the duty of the firstborn Moretti daughter. I dreaded it, feared it, even rebelled against it. But my father had made the decision without deliberation, and my fight against it only rewarded me with my father's scorn. I still remember the day my father informed me of my duty to our family. The day I went from beloved daughter to prized possession to be kept in a gilded cage until negotiations had been set. It was carved in stone, written in my blood that my virtue would be exchanged for an alliance on my 21st birthday. It would be a union blessed by my father to secure a business merger of families worth millions. I hated it. I hated that I was nothing but currency used to buy an ally. Defiance had filled my veins for so long. Not a day went by that I didn't challenge my father. He claimed that choosing a wealthy and powerful husband for me was for my benefit. But I saw through his superficial bullshit. I was hell-bent on showing him that no matter what he did, I would never marry any man who wasn't of my choosing. I refused to comply with his ridiculous demand. Until he swept in with a weapon which assured I would. And that was how I came to be here today, dressed in a wedding gown with only a few moments of freedom left. Daniela, my mother strolled into my room just as the hairstylist placed the last pin in my hair. Oh, my God, you look... She struggled to find her words. I'm speechless. The plush white carpet muted her heels as she made her way toward me. My eyes met hers in the mirror, the reflection of a proud mother and an apprehensive daughter creating a daunting image. Thank you, mother. My reply was polite, but it lacked the sweetness of a daughter reveling in a parent's approval. She gently placed her hands on my shoulders, careful not to disturb the delicate fabric. Her touch was warm, yet did nothing to thaw the fear in my gut. I can't believe this day is finally here. My baby girl is all grown up. I smiled, knowing all too well it didn't reach my eyes. Daniela, she started, I know you're nervous, and rightfully so. I'm not nervous, I'm unhappy. She recoiled at the word no parent wanted to hear their child say. I watched her reflection, how she diverted her gaze, unable to look me in the eye. All we can do is trust that your father made the right decision in this regard. It wasn't an easy decision for him to make, but it was based on what he felt was right for you. That's bullshit and you know it. Daniela Faye Moretti, mind your language. Her reprimand did nothing to ward off the ice in my veins. You and I both know I'm getting married today because it's best for him, for family business. It has nothing to do with what's best for me. She stepped back and brushed a blonde strand from her face. I know you don't agree with your father's way of things, but you carry the Moretti name, and with that comes certain responsibilities. I turned to face her. The only responsibility I am taking today is to make sure the same fate doesn't fall upon my little sister. That is the only reason I am doing this. Nevertheless, she straightened her shoulders, the fabric of the lavender shade dress pulling taut around her arms. It has to be done. I narrowed my eyes at her in disbelief,